I do remember this one thing right there. My daddy used to go duck hunting a lot, and he'd kill lots of ducks. And we'd have to pick them blame things. And the certain type of feathers that my mother saved, and she'd make these feather beds and make pillows out of them. A certain type of feather. Now, I don't know which type of feather it was.
Down feathers.
Well, I don't know what type they were there.
They were the soft ones.
I know my dad would come in and he'd have 25 or 30 ducks, and we'd have to sit up 12 o'clock and I'd pick them blame ducks. And Mama there, she'd say, now you got to save this feather, that type of feather.
Why did you put, you mentioned these feathered pillows. How about, did you have a long thing for the head that went all the way
across? That was a bolster. We didn't have one of those.
No, we didn't have one of those.
Mostly for ornament?
I think mostly for ornament.
Over the bed, keep warm?
County pen. We call it bedspread now, but they call it county pens.
In the winter, would you use
quilts?
Quilts.
Was pieced out of scraps.
They were pieced out of scraps.
So the counter pin is lighter than the quilt?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And most likely there,
the quilt
was heated.
Homespun.
Oh, yeah,
here. The quilts would be more what we think of as blankets today. And the counter pin was the top covering.
They used my mother's quilts. Mama had me 3 quilts that she quilted herself.
Would a counter pin be more like a bedspread?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got the same thing for bedspread.
And a quilt for the... How about making a bed on the floor for kids?
Pallets.
We just spread down about two of these quilts, and that's what you slept on. In other words, I can remember back when the hallway went all the way through the house. Well, that was where us kids there would sleep, was in the hallway, because we'd always catch a south wind coming to us. Mm-hmm. In other words, when the preacher come, us kids hit the floor, bang.
And did you call them?
We call them pallets.
Pallets.
It's
kind of a... wasn't exactly a treat then, right?
Well, it was the same bag as pallets and what?
Actually, back in those days there, us kids there, they worked just so doggone hard, we could sleep on the floor whether we had a pallet or not. Because I was brought up right during the Depression there, and we worked, we had to work. Because my daddy sent us to school. But as soon as that school was off right there, and you come home, you change your clothes, and you hung them up, and you put on your old pair of overalls or coveralls, and you grab your cotton sack or a hole or something like that, and you went to either the cotton patch or the corn patch or the pea patch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you worked from there to Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then early in the morning we'd get up back in those days there before daylight, eat breakfast, and I had to feed the hogs, milk the cows, and then I found time enough to run my 5 chestnut trees and dig up chestnut. And then go to school.
I see, kind of an early day. You were thinking of a Baptist pallet, you say?
What? They used to say, if we haven't got beds, we'll make Baptist pallets, and it was something else that went with that. Baptist pallets, and
Ad will come in because I know I had to hit the floor. That's the only thing I don't remember.
Are you both Methodists?
No, sir. No. We're Baptists.
We're Baptists.
Oh, are you Baptists?
All of our people up until the last generation were Methodists. Shouting Methodists, as they call it.
Shouting Methodists.
My granddaddy went to the Baptist church, and my granddaddy, but he died a member of the Methodist church.